Is there anyone from any of these places I mentioned? You want to ask any question on that? Why baptism is going on? Eh? Anybody, you're not clear, or you want to correct us? We may learn from you. Speak or forever hold your peace. Oh, somebody. Give me a microphone. Let me hear it, please.
Praise the Lord, church.
Yeah,
I was baptized in Assemblies of God Church.
You baptized wrongly.
I was baptized in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost.
What is the name?
The name of Jesus is the name of the Son. The name of Jehovah God is the name of the Father, and the Holy Spirit is the name of the Holy Spirit. So I don't know. I've not seen.
Are you married?
Yes, sir, I'm married.
Do you have a child?
Yes, sir.
What is your relationship to your child? What does your child call you?
She called me daddy.
So you are the father?
Yes.
You are daddy?
I'm her daddy.
You are her daddy?
Yeah.
Okay, so according to English, you are her father?
Her father, yeah.
Okay. Is father your name?
No.
What is the name of this father?
Okokum.
Not father. Every father has a name, including our heavenly
Father.
So what is the name of this father?
Jehovah.
What is the name of this father talking to me now?
Okokun.
Okokun. So if they ask your what of you, your father, you have a father? You have a father?
Yeah.
What is his name?
Edith.
Eh?
Edith.
Kenneth.
Edith. Yeah.
The name of your father is Edith.
Yeah.
So if you are to do something in the name of your father, which name will you use?
I use Edith.
You use what?
Edith.
You won't use father?
No.
Why?
Because his name is Edith.
Because the name of your father is
Edith.
Edith. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
As the name of your father is not father, but Edith, so also the name of our heavenly father is not father, is Jesus.
Jesus is the name of the Son.
Jesus is the name of...
I cannot call God Jesus.
Eh?
I can't call God the Father Jesus.
What is the name of the Father of Jesus?
Jehovah, Elohim, El Shaddai.
Which scripture says so? Which scripture says so?
Different scripture.
Just give me one. Where Jesus said the name of his Father is Elohim. Jehovah, Shammah, Jehovah. Where did Jesus say that is the name of his father? Just give me one scripture.
I can't really recall the scripture. But
you can't recall. But have you ever seen it in the Bible? Or you are assuming?
I saw the Jewish name to Jehovah. Jewish name to God.
Now, I believe, sir, you went to school? You went to school?
Yes, sir.
Up to what level?
Senior HND.
You went to HND.
Yeah.
That is a degree holder. Okay, so let's speak English. Do you pass English?
Yes, sir.
Thank you. Now, John chapter 5. Yes, sir. Now, read it very carefully. Can we screen it verse 43?
I am come in my Father's
Who
name.
Who is the person speaking?
Jesus.
Good. Read on. What did he say?
And he received me.
What did
not.
He say? Read it again.
I am come in my Father's name.
Okay.
And he received me not. If another shall come in his own name, him he will receive.
Who is the person speaking?
It's Jesus.
And Jesus said he came in the name of his Father. So what is the name of the Father? Eh? What is the name now?
Jesus said...
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Okay, go to John chapter 14, verse 26. Read it.
But the Comforter will is, which is the Holy
Spirit.
Who
is the person speaking?
Jesus.
Jesus, uh-huh.
Whom the Father will send in my name.
The Father will send the Comforter, the Holy Ghost, in which name?
In my name.
Which name?
In my name.
Which name?
In the name of Jesus.
So what is the name of the Comforter?
Holy Spirit is the comforter.
Praise God.
Hallelujah.
You have a son?
Yes. No, I have a daughter.
You have a daughter?
Yeah.
If the daughter is to go and do something in the name of her father, which name will she use?
She will use the name of Okokun.
Eh?
Okokun.
Okokun.
Yeah.
Because that is, Okokun is the name of her father.
Yeah.
You will not say father.
No.
You will not say daddy.
No.
Jesus says the comforter. He said, I come in my father's name.
Yes.
Okay, John chapter 17. Verse 6. Read it again, sir.
John chapter 17, verse 6.
Who is the person there praying that prayer?
I have manifested.
Who is the person in John 17? That prayer there. Who was praying that prayer?
Jesus.
Jesus. He was praying to who?
To the Father.
To the Father. He's talking to the Father. Alright?
Verse 6. I have manifested thy name unto the men which thou gavest me out of the world.
He manifested which name? Whose name did he manifest?
Thy name.
Whose name?
The Father's name.
And what is the name that he manifested?
It's the Father's name.
What name? What is the name?
It's the name of the Father.
He's what is the name? I have tried it from every angle to see whether what is blocking your eyes will open. I don't know what else. You have made up your mind. You are not opening to learn.
I'm ready to learn, sir.
If you are ready to learn, maybe you are tense because you are holding microphone before thousands of people. But feel free. Nobody can do you anything here. Eh? Are you from? You are from Akwa Ibom?
Yes, sir.
Akwa Ibom is there for you. Listen, I have used you as an example. Father is title. But everyone, every father has a name. God is title. Elohim is nothing but an attribute. It's not a name. There was a time that he said, I am the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. That is my name. It is identity. He's trying to say, I am a covenant-keeping God. But he has a name for the purpose of our salvation. He is our Father that came to earth to save us through his Son. And he is a spirit. That same spirit that incarnated the Son for the purpose of our redemption. And because he was in that body reconciled the world, he placed his name there. So the name of the Son is the name of the Father. And that is why, if you read the Bible very well, on the day of Pentecost, the people he gave that commandment to was Peter. Peter was among. On the day of Pentecost, the first sermon Peter preached, and he said they were pricked in their heart. Acts chapter 2, can we read it? Verse 36, 37, and 38. This was the summary of the message of Peter on the day of Pentecost, Acts chapter 2 and verse 36. He said, therefore, that is the summary in verse 36. Let all the house of Israel know assuredly that God has made the same Jesus whom ye have crucified, both Lord and Christ. Verse 37. Now when they heard this, they were pricked in their hearts and said unto Peter and to the rest of the apostles, men and brethren, what shall we do? Then Peter said unto them, repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ, for the remission of the sins, of your sins, and ye shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. Note, repent and be baptized, every one of you. He didn't say in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. He said in the name of the Lord Jesus. Why? Because Jesus is the name of the Father. Jesus is the name of the Son. Jesus is the name of the Holy Ghost. So to baptize according to Matthew 28 verse 19, is to enter that water in the name of the Lord Jesus. You have baptized in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. Yes, sir. Yes.
Praise the Lord, sir. Yeah. My question is actually based on this Matthew 28, but I'll take it from 18 to 20, sir. If you allow me. Okay? From 18 says, and Jesus came and spoke to them, saying, all authority has been given to me in heaven and on earth. 19 says, Go there and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, sir. Teaching them to observe all things that I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you always, even to the end of the age. So my question, sir, is that the one I've just read now are Christ's word printed in red, sir.
Yes.
And where you have just referred to now, Acts chapter 2, that verse of Peter. Sir, my question is that Christ's words and that of Peter, who should really suffice? Thank you very much.
You are very, very correct. Let me also ask you a question. This Bible, does it contradict itself?
It does not, sir.
Answer me, let them hear you.
It does not, sir.
It doesn't.
It doesn't, sir.
So, if the scriptures don't contradict themselves, then Peter is not contradicting Christ. Am I correct?
What I'm trying to say, Lord, sir, should Peter's word now supersede that of Christ, sir? Because I am reframing
your question.
Yes, sir.
If you say somebody's word supersedes Christ's word, it's another way of saying Peter is contradicting Christ. Yeah. That's what you are saying.
What I want to say, sir, if I am giving instruction to this man, I say, do it this way. And he goes there and probably do it differently from what I have said.
That's why, if you take it easy with your mind, you may understand me better. I'm trying to bring you back to the scripture.
Okay, sir.
I say, is there any scripture here? Does Bible anywhere contradict itself?
No, sir.
Now, that should form the basis for your understanding. Now, if you see something that seems like contradiction, then you will pray, Lord, grant me understanding. Because I know it's not a contradiction, but I don't understand. Why do you say, baptize in the name of the Father, Son, Holy Ghost, and Peter, who listened to you that day, is baptizing in the name of Jesus? Even Paul, who was not there that day, but only met Jesus in the spirit, on his way to Damascus, came in Acts chapter 19, baptized in the name of Jesus. Philip, one of the disciples, in Acts chapter 8, baptized in the name of Jesus. You will ask, Jesus, since you gave this commandment in Matthew 28 verse 19, baptized in the name of the Father, Son, Holy Ghost, nobody has done it like that. Every baptism there is in the name of Jesus. Why are they disobeying you? Or am I confused? Then, if you are sincere, you will then discover from scriptures like some I have given, then you will have known that, the name of the Father, because Father is not a name. I didn't say names, you went to school. He didn't say baptize in the names of Father, Son, Holy Ghost. Name, that means there is one name. And you and I know that the Bible says there is one name. By which man should be saved? Salvation come by that name. Hallelujah. Luke chapter 24. Verse 47. This is what he said. Go to verse 46. Let's read it to catch the thought from there. And said unto them, thus it is written, and thus it behooved Christ to suffer and to rise from the dead the third day. And that repentance and remission of sins should be preached in whose name? Answer me, sir. Answer me, sir. Sir, answer me. In whose name?
In Christ's name, sir.
Eh?
Christ.
In the name of praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Theology has taken us away from scripture. Take note, 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 16, it says, all scripture is given by inspiration, and God is not an author of confusion. So that is why it says, study. Don't read the Bible, study, and show thyself approved unto God, a workman that need not to be ashamed. He added, rightly dividing the word of truth. Because it is line upon line. Line upon line. Precept upon precept. He said, here a little, there a little. The complete picture is good. Praise God. Yes, the last is.
Praise the Lord.
God bless you.
Praise the Lord. Please, Pastor, whatever is done in the name of Jesus is very, very correct. Because I know God has exalted the name of Jesus. And he has exalted his name higher than every other name. That's not wrong, but I'm not convinced. Why does the baptism have to be done in a pool? Because all the baptism in the Bible, it was done in a river. And why do you have to give me a garment to change for it? I would prefer, you know, I go home, prepare, and then come with my own garments and do the baptism. Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord. Two questions you are asking here. Number one, you have to understand the meaning of baptism before you know where baptism should take place, which type of water. What is the significance of baptism? You are actually demonstrating your death and burial and resurrection. So let's come home. Is there any particular place designated for burial where somebody dies? Answer me.
No.
Eh?
No.
Some are buried in a designated cemetery. Some even are buried in their bedroom. Correct, sister? Talk to me.
Yes.
Yes. There is no law that says if you die, you must be buried in a certain place. So also, the important thing is that you are buried. So also, water. The important thing there is that the water must cover you. Whether it is a river or wherever, whatever, that water must cover you because it symbolizes burial. That is the important thing. And concerning baptismal dress, it is for the convenience of those who are not able to come with baptismal gown. Any dress of your own. It is not compulsory. You can decide to come with your dress and we will not stop you. Come with any of it. It is for convenience. Because on the day of Pentecost, they did not come for water baptism. But they had the word of salvation. And they were all baptized that day. In the house of Cornelius, it was the same thing. And I believe that it's not compulsory. There are some people that are hearing us now. Maybe some woman may think she's having a menstrual flow, and she cannot enter the water, and she can decide, I will come another day prepared. And if she comes with her own gown, she'll be baptized. There's no law concerning that. God bless you.
Thank you, sir.
Praise the Lord. Okay, from Spain, Brother Henry from Spain. From Spain. You're watching us from Spain. You're Skyping us. Please, sir, I would like to know, which name was Jesus baptized? I don't know. I think I've answered him. What I am teaching is not the baptism of Jesus. It's the baptism of the followers of Jesus. And we are obeying his commandments. Which name he baptized, I don't know. Because it is not in the Bible. God bless you. Any other question? Thank you very much. Praise the Lord. It is because of a brother like that. No wonder. The songwriters wrote that song in one of our hymns. Say, open my eyes that I may see glimpses of truth thou hast for me. Bless in my heart the wonderful key that shall not crash and set me sailing. Oh, silently now I wait. Hallelujah. It is important that you, when you come before God, that you should open your eyes of understanding. Our theology has blinded us. Especially the doctrine of Trinity. Three persons in one God. And there is no scripture that supports that. God is one, not three. It's three offices of one God. Not three persons, according to the scripture. So when you hold on to that error, you will continue in your error, your knowledge of the Godhead. Praise the Lord. But we thank God, our eyes of understanding
has opened up at last, and the victory is ours. We are chained down in the past. Should you be ascended, and we have responded to our God. The original, the original one.
That is what God sent us a message to achieve. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. We didn't go to Bible school. Hallelujah. Another songwriter says, though these people may not learn it or boast of what we think, they have all received their Pentecost, baptized in Jesus' name. And I'm telling them, but far away, this power is yet the same. Oh,
I'm so glad I can say I'm one of them.
Are you one of them?
Oh, one of them.
I'm so glad
that I can say I'm one of them.
One of them.
I am one of them.
I'm so glad that I can say I'm one of them.
There are people almost everywhere whose hearts are all afraid. With the violent bed of Pentecost, which cleansed and made them clean. It is born in the weeping man, for glory to His name. I'm so glad that I can say I'm one of them.
Are you one of them?
Oh, one of them. You see? Are you in?
into the body and forevermore.
Say, hallelujah.
Are you in the church? Try your best.
Are you in the body?
Are you in the body? Are you in the body?
I am in that number.
I am in that number. I am in the number.
I am in that number.
I am in number.
Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. It is a law. Once you enter that water and you come out, the power that Satan has over you is broken. He has no power again. He has no right again to deal with you. It is now you can go for deliverance. If you are not, you have not passed through this process and you go for deliverance, you are wasting your time. Nothing, nothing. You can never receive any lasting deliverance. Because he still has power. The power that he had over us was taken away from him on the cross of Calvary. No more power. That is why you can say it's a powerless power. And that is what he said we should do, communion, in remembrance of. He said, this is my body that is offered for you. I was bruised for you. For what? It was bruised for our iniquity. The chastisement of our peace was laid upon him. And by his stripes, we are healed. As you eat that communion. And that bread, communion bread, is not ordinary bread. It is unleavened bread. You don't make it, bake it with yeast. Because it symbolizes the body of Jesus Christ. Sinless body. Broken into pieces. A lot of people don't understand what these ordinances are all about. And everything they do is designer. They have a designer wafer that they prepare. Designer. Hallelujah. When Jesus Christ said, if you will follow me, pick up your cross and follow me. Some people think it's to hang one cross on your neck. The cross is a symbol of our faith. And if you are going to truly use the cross as a symbol of our faith, then it should not be a beautiful cross. That's why some people are ashamed to declare their faith. As it is, sister, you dress the way you dress, so that people will not know where you belong. But God will use those Muslim girls to judge us one day. They cover themselves and leave only nose and eye. And you don't find rich them. Don't blame you, it's your pastor that says it doesn't matter. I'm telling you, it matters. When you come to a ministry like this, you have come to the restoration ministry. Hallelujah. So that all your errors in Christianity shall be corrected. As it not saying it to yab you or make you feel bad. It's to make you wake up. This heaven is real. This rapture will soon strike. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. If you stop something because your pastor says stop, the day your pastor is not around, nah man, no be wood.
God, you say, understand, I try. This woman, anytime I see her, and they charge. My body, they charge. You want to see the woman. I try. That's my weakness, Pastor. That's my weakness. It's a lie. It is not your weakness because when that girl, when they charge you, they charge. There you go. You want to catch him. He say, brother, wait. When they happen, as I see my body, they charge. I will die if I don't touch you. Then he said, you can't touch me when I don't tell you. I get HIV. If you can still see that girl, he said, hey, HIV or not, I'm going to die. Now lie. Once you see, he tell you, and you see evidence, say true, he get HIV. You were what charged before, you will discharge. So, continue your sin until you realize it. The day I discover that there is a hell, and that one day all of us we shall give account of ourselves to God. For it is written, every man shall give account of himself. And I know that sinners see where they are going, and I don't know the day I will die. If I die in this condition, now I die now from Biapala, I come out, I can't die. Where did I go tell my maker? And it is appointed unto man how many times to die? Once. After that, what? Judgment. So why will I tell my maker? Lot of us live our life only for today. You don't think of tomorrow. What shall it profit a man? You gain all the enjoyment, momentary enjoyment, and then you live forever in fire. Live anyhow life. And you're holding Bible. That same Bible tells you, see, these people, they cannot inherit the kingdom. And you are involved in those things that the Bible says, all that do it, they will go to hell. That is because you don't believe that Bible you are holding. You don't believe that God is a consuming fire. Even as he is a merciful God. It's a revelation. Until you catch that, there will be no gold, no godly sorrow that will produce repentance. Such people, when they go to the altar, they go to the altar crying. Something happened inside. There's a knowledge they have, and they discover they are playing with their lives. When they stand up on the altar like that, watch their lives. It is then you are qualified to go for water baptism. If not, you are only swimming. Don't go back to the water. Jesus said he did not die two times, he died once. Baptism is once if you've done it correctly. The next thing is proper repentance. Repent. And you can't repent until you know what you want to repent from and why you should repent. No matter how thirsty you are, and you carry water to drink as you are trying to drink, you discover it is sulfuric acid. No matter how thirsty you are, you won't drink it. All these people who say, woman, if I see woman, they charge woman, forget it. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. There are experiences that you will receive from some women. Any woman you see, you will run. Same thing with women. Go and repent. People don't know the meaning of repentance. Hallelujah. Okay, thank you very much.